This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
The state definitely has put DCPS in a hole. Definitely. But instead of trying to get out of the hole, DCPS has got a shovel and made the hole deeper.
Duval Public Schools facing the potential of cutting more than 700 positions as a result of dwindling resources, lower enrollment, and more. Action News Jax Robert Grant has been following the story for multiple days. Spoke with a leading teacher in the community just yesterday, and just a few minutes ago got off the phone with Duval Teachers United, essentially the union representing. What's the big takeaway that you're hearing from some of the teachers' groups, Robert?
So, of course, Rich, you have some of the fear. 700 positions is a lot of positions, and they don't know which are going to be cut right now. So what will happen is on Monday, principals for each school start coming in, going over their budgets when it comes to the individual schools. Then they'll decide the actual positions that need to be cut. So the big message from DTU, Duval Teachers United, is come to us, talk to us. We're going to make sure that they stick to the contracts they have with the union as far as their members go, and they'll go from there. But that budgeting process, once it starts on Monday, could take about 2 weeks before we know the actual positions that are going to be cut.
And are they all teaching positions or instructional positions? Might they be other positions within the school district? Do we know?
You're looking at more than 500 that are school-level positions. That's teachers, that's maintenance staff, cafeteria workers. Then you're looking at the rest coming from district level, some of those supervisors and leaders that are coming from DCPS from the district.
How about paraprofessionals? Are they also lumped in there too?
Paraprofessionals, counselors, Rich, that's also a part of it. Yeah. So you're looking at a big lump here. Now, one thing that I found interesting just talking to the DTU president is these class sizes. So, of course, when you cut teachers, you're going to have an increase in some of the class sizes as well. You're looking at all of them going up at least one, two, sometimes even more than two each class. Now, there's already overcrowding at some of these classrooms for some of these teachers. So they're already dealing with a lot. They're stretched thin as is. And now a new rule from the state does not require a fine for the district if it goes over state requirements for class sizes. So DCPS wouldn't get fined for this because of that new law that went into effect, but they're well over the suggested recommendations from the state.
Seems like we're reaching an inflection point, or maybe we've been there. It depends, I guess, on who you talk to. Overall, with the public school system here in Duval County, perhaps the rest of the state, and I know you ran some numbers yesterday about like Broward County and some other counties that are maybe similar in size, but if you consider the deep cuts that may have to come at the teacher level, or at least at the instructional level, as you mentioned, the closing and consolidation of schools that we know they're just starting the conversation about now and will probably take the better part of almost a year before it ultimately rolls out. It seems like this is a really pivotal moment right now in where the Duval School District is. Do you get that sense in the reporting that you've done? Did you hear that also from Duval Teachers United too?
Yeah, and they said, quite frankly, the quote she gave me was this will only continue to snowball in the years to come as you have this influx of students now going to charter schools. So in DCPS, they've dropped 10,000 students from traditional schools to now moving over to charter schools. That's over the past 5 years. So this isn't necessarily a new thing, but it's only getting worse. And it comes as school choice has been a big topic statewide. And some of our state leaders as well are pushing that, giving vouchers, giving some of these tax dollars to these charter schools instead. In fact, I just ran some numbers, kind of interesting here. I'm going to touch more on this tonight at Action News Jax at 5 o'clock, but each student brings with them about $7,200 in tax money. So you say 10,000 students going to charter schools, 10,000 times 7,200, that's $72 million that the district has now lost out on. And this is, I mean, it's a statewide thing. All of the counties are dealing with this in some form, some not hit as hard as DCPS. Broward County, I think, had a 9% decrease over the past 5 years. But then you look at like Palm Beach County, they've had less than 1% decrease. So all of them are seeing this just at different levels. DCPS definitely up there when you compare it to the other larger districts statewide.
And perhaps showing the level of concern, Jack's NAACP branch is hosting a town hall this evening at 6, focused obviously on some of the larger concerns about school closings, consolidation, especially in the urban core. We've seen some of the plans to consolidate two. It was R.L. Brown and R.V. Am I right? R.L. Brown and R.V. Daniels? Or I may have inverted. It was Brown
Daniels,
and
Daniels, R.V. Brown. Yeah, yeah. I know. I always get that mixed up, too.
That one was put off until a later date. But obviously, the concern level is high enough that NAACP is trying to bring everyone together in the community to at least have a say in this. And obviously, try to look under the hood and say, well, we've had millage increases. And why is it? It's a larger issue. Very complex.
Yeah, and you're talking about inflation rates as well. Construction costs are going up. So when they look at building these new schools, it's just gone up so much over the past, 4 years now since voters approved the half-cent sales tax, to whereas now they can't afford the budget that they approved back in 2020.
Wow. Don't have kids. It's like, it ain't easy, man, and for so many reasons. And one of the reasons is the cost of doing business, if you will. It's challenging. There's no right answer. There's all the different levers that you can pull. Is there an immediate next step to the bigger picture of the teacher decisions? Again, early next week, they kind of dig back in with the school district?
Yep, they'll look at the budgets from the school level. That takes about 2 weeks or so. Then they'll get a better idea of what positions are actually going to be cut. Now, kind of interesting, too, we asked the district yesterday if we could interview Dr. Dana Krisnar, the interim superintendent right now. She's going to be at that NAACP meeting tonight at 6 o'clock, that town hall meeting, talking about school consolidation and these cuts as well. So that could be the first time we hear from her. But keep in mind, we're also in the middle of a process to find a new superintendent. Going to be kind of hard for them to be seeing all this news come out and having it take the reins with all of this going on.
As of now, no one's dropped out. I think everyone is still in the mix early on stage. So, all right, we'll watch tonight more from Duval Teachers United and an update on some of these new calculations that Robert has on Action News Jax at 5 o'clock on CBS 47 and Fox 30. Robert, thanks.